Blog Talk Radio.
And away we go.
And here we go, just like the Clown Prince Crime just said. Ladies and gentlemen, sorry we were off last week, but we're back live again this week. This is Paragon Radio. I'm your host, Bogoman. We're broadcasting live from the Paragon Radio News Network satellite at a high orbit of 0.0167 feet above sea level. You know the joke. You get it. And damn it, I just realized I forgot to go outside and see the alignment of the planets on parade outside. Damn, I always forget to do that stuff. It's too late now. Maybe I could catch it after the show. But I could see it from the satellite. It looks lovely. Anyway, let's not dally any dilly-dally. I get by with a little help from my friends. And this one is co-host of the show. Some people say he's mad. Some people say he's a Viking. We just call him, well, I can't say, I can't, all right, well, you call him Mad Viking.
I was wondering where you were going to go on that one there.
I censored myself quick. I said, ooh, I can't do that. Holy mackerel there. Trying to keep it family friendly, at least for the intros. Holy mackerel. Well, if I told you guys, never mind. I'm going to take a drink.
Well, kind of hoping rain does show up because we do have an update that we'll finally go have rain go. It finally happened.
I didn't do it.
Nope.
Okay. So where shall we start tonight? Shall we start with that? Shall we start with the tournament?
Well, yeah, we haven't had a drinking game since...
God knows when.
December.
God. Since St. Patrick's Day. Since St. Pat, which was like 10 days ago. God.
All right, so it's Ship of Heroes that has the update.
Because nobody else does. Go ahead.
Ship of Heroes.
Hold on.
Is
I just
now...
want to say this.
All right.
I just want to say this. Of all the successor games, I am truly shocked. This is the one that still has updates. I am flabbergasted, befuddled, and bewildered, confuzzled, and whatever other words you want to use. I am just
dazed and confused. How about that?
Yes, days and confused for so long, it's not true. Thank you, my favorite Zeppelin. Good luck, good Lord.
All right, well,
go ahead.
Ship of Heroes is now on Steam. The new Ship of Heroes Steam store page shows off the game with a gameplay trailer and screenshots. Some of these have never been seen before, not even by past beta participants. Scroll. Please add Ship of Heroes to your wish list for Steam to notify you when the game is released. Wish listing us will help us gauge the server capacity we will need to launch to prevent waiting queues.
No.
If you also want to be notified of events and updates through Steam, follow us on the Steam store page. Please take a look at the store page and give us your feedback on the Ship of Heroes forums. Originally, we planned to host SOH without using a World of Warcraft or BDO. But during our betas, several players reporting needing hours to download the game and hours more for every patch. We need a better download/patcher. I think that counts as a good one. That's a good one. All right. A patcher is a software tool that allows games to update the client only for the part of the game that's been updated. In 2021, after our mission beta, we looked into building or licensing a new patcher. After reviewing the options, Steam stood out as having the best patcher available, and it has performed flawlessly in two housing betas. Typical patch time are down from hours to minutes. Steam also provides other advantages, 132 million active players each month, 33 million peak concurrent users, access to the largest single hub of video games in the world, massively is a key value of MMOs, colon, it's fun to interact with other players and see what they're doing. All right, the colon's good, all right. Having access to this large audience helps Ship of Heroes get exposure to build the, quote, massively, unquote, part of the game. Between the size of the platform and the value of the launch, we think Steam is more than worth the cost. Steam statistics, 132 million, 1 trillion daily impressions, 20.8 million players online. And there are benefits for testing in a production environment. We've known for a while that sometimes things work fine in the Unreal Engine Editor, our main development tool, but don't work on the hosted game. Our devs now test Ship of Heroes through Steam in the versions players will be experiencing. This has been very effective at improving the game. On a related note, we're working to upgrade and expand our server system. As many of you know, we held a number of betas on internal development servers in prior years with surprisingly good results. But we need to be ready for the much larger crowds of the game launches for real. Every new player starts in the character creator. Oh, boy. Here we go. Parentheses. CCT. Where's the T? The character creator. What's the T?
Tool. Character creator tool?
We'll go with that. Could become a bottleneck. Bottleneck at launch. We're planning a new event for the near future to stress-test. Does that count?
Which one? Say it again.
Stress-test.
Yeah, it's because it should be stress. Yeah, it should be stress test. There's no hyphen in it.
Okay. This new server structure before launch day. Overall,
I'm getting the link.
Okay. Overall, a lot of things are coming together with Ship of Heroes. We're still aiming for a game launch at the end of 2023. Whatever happens, you will see very significant advancement and expansion of what you had played before. Enjoy the spring weather. We got spring weather. And please remember to wish list us on Steam.
Well, how much is it going to cost on Steam, does it say?
Hold on. If you're well, there's only one way to find out, and that's head to Steam. Let's see what they say. Here we go.
All right. Steampower.com is, I think, is the actual website.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I'm type. I got steampower.com. Okay.
Ship.
And be careful how you spell that.
Of?
Heroes.
And the answer is...
Coming soon. Add to your wish list.
Well, let's see. Okay, they do have a new video. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, I see something. That's the video.
Okay, the gun now, person doesn't look like he has to walk to the bathroom.
Yeah, so are these actual videos, or do they do them somewhere else?
They're supposedly videos, you know, just like I said, not before seen in
I'm going to give credit here. If you look at those pictures, they're in the snow, and they're like ankle or knee high or mid leg high, and the snow is kicking around. That's the picture. So it's not like... we're in the Canadian wilderness, and the snow is only foot high, like the bottom of your feet high. I'm like, yeah, that's not the Canadian wilderness I know. But it looks like they got the graphics for the snow right, the snowstorm right.
Right.
So.
I kind of feel sorry for the fire blaster in the video because it looks like she's got one hell of a wedgie.
Yeah, but I'm just looking at the
Hold on. Let me backtrack on that one video. Wait a minute. Hold it. Let's start again on this one.
Okay, I'm going to start the video over. I'm not looking. It wasn't in the video. But my point is, it's Ship of Heroes, so they're in a ship?
Yes.
Why is there snow then?
I don't know.
So, yeah, why
is there snow? I do see a glitch. They have this one hero, but her legs want to fold backwards and merge into the wall. There
okay,
is a
let me, hold on.
In the video that they're trying
okay,
to
Okay, I'm watching. I'm at the fire blaster. Okay, I'm at the fire blaster.
No, no. Yeah, you got to go back to the beginning.
Okay. Somebody's legs went to fold forward?
No, it went backwards.
Oh, wait. Is it the blue dude?
On the right-hand side. Right-hand side. It's a woman in red, yellow, and black.
Red, yellow, and black,
God,
right at the beginning?
That just looks painful.
I'm trying to get to replay. It won't replay.
You'll see a blue line that keeps moving forward or back.
Click
that right near the beginning. All the way on the right-hand side.
And she's in what? Red, black? Okay, I see her. Oh! Oh! Oh, my God! That bent the wrong way totally.
Oh, God.
What the
hell? It's like the leg
my little feet just cramped up.
Spun around.
You know, her body twisted really weird really fast. Holy mackerel.
If you love your contortionist, goddamn, that one did it.
Now I gotta watch it again.
I'm going like, and this is what, okay. Okay, they go like, I guess they're hoping that the blue guy takes away, because I'm going like, this is how you're going to promote it, by having that leg go backwards?
Oh, she's... Ah! Or did she back up and lift her leg up? Wait a minute, I got to watch that again, man.
It's like somebody done goofed on the picking of this one.
All right, I paused it. Oh, it's like her left. No, you know what it is? It's like her left leg went backwards, right?
Uh-huh.
And as it went backwards, it's even worse trying to describe it like that. It should be up, even if her left leg went backwards. I can't watch this shit anymore.
No. Oh, God.
It's not. Oh, it's not even stretching power bullshit. No, that's it. I can't watch it anymore. No, stretching tentacles. That's the wrong game. Fuck that. I know I don't like that game. That's why. They even screwed up their own promo video. Fuck it. That's it. I'm done. That's it. My first curse of the night. It went 18 minutes and just... Oh, God damn, man. Holy shite.
It's like out of the
I'm done.
Gate.
Oh, no. Here's our promo video. Look how his legs bend. Oh, shit. Nobody's legs bend that way.
Oh, I mean, I know Rain, says she has to... bend her leg, she doesn't paint with her toes outward due to what she has up in front, but there's no way it bends like that. No.
Oh, man. Drink. Everybody just drink a double for that one. Just drink, because I got nothing here. I need a double of something just to get through that. Oh, God.
It's like...
I need an Irish slammer. Yeah, because they're not allowed to call them Irish car bombs anymore. So the Irish slammers, I don't know. I need to get some next weekend. I need to do two Irish slammers to get just for that. In case you don't know what it is, it's a pint of Guinness, and you take it's a combined shot of Jameson's or any Irish whiskey and Bailey's. You drop it in, and you slam it back. Or you can do the Irish, or hold on, there's now something called an Irish Mexican slammer. Instead of Bailey's, use Kahlua. So.
Yeah, but it's like, okay, it's like, you have great, you know, so obviously this was run on a top-of-the-line graphic computer. So you're going, ooh, oh!
And, ew, what the hell? What is your power? I could bend and separate. My knees and elbows bend in weird ways. Watch. Oh, no! No, stop.
Okay, rain has been going. When are we going to see someone put it out, getting ready to come out? Well, it finally happened. They are putting it out. I think you saw that.
Go back to the drawing board, guys. Back to the drawing board, please.
Someone in promotions. You're off for a week at the very least, if not tossed off of your ass.
Yeah. Go watch what you did wrong. Go
like,
watch the video.
Silver Egret reminds me of the Ragdoll Felix of Fallout. Well, you know, if you play City of Heroes Homecoming, the one thing they have not done, when the enemies die, before, you know, they had a little bit of a ragdoll physic, as in, it, you know, popped up, but the body kind of still fell in the form of a body. Not anymore. Now, they're like, they're trying to compact themselves so they could be put into a suitcase. Tell me I'm wrong
with
that description.
Well, that's handy. No, it does. And a couple of times I'm like, I want to take a video of this just to show people and go, what the hell? I'm waiting to hear that Transformer sound effect when they die. But,
now,
but
mind
well.
You, it is humorous. You know, it takes the tension off, you know, for those who are real serious players that must do exactly. And you go, like, damn, did you see what happened to that one? Like,
I remember during the original days, and I finally got Crane Kick in City of Heroes, and when you go to Founders Fall, I think it is, mm-hmm. and they had the sharpshooters, Brickstown. Brickstown, I think it is. No,
Brickstown. Yeah.
Right, they had the sharpshooters and... Yeah, I had it right. Okay. And they had the sharpshooters up there, and I tried crane kick on them, and we were in a super group. We were just in a typing chat, and I went, oops. And one of the co-leaders, they're married, so the wife, she goes, okay, why did the man just say oops? And she goes, and why? And she goes, and why is it raining crazed sharpshooters? Right after. I was like, I can explain. She goes, oh. I was hoping you would. Everyone else is going, LOL, LOL. I hit him with crane kick. She goes, uh-huh, now it's becoming clear. And he went flying off the side. She goes, okay. I was like, what? Well, he got up. And we looked at each other like, he got up? So one of the guys we always kid around, she's like, couldn't you kick him harder? I was like, I didn't know. The fall should have killed him. I was like, it's like, what, the fall should have killed him? It's like, no, the sidewalk he fell on should have killed him. That doesn't stop.
Oh, yeah. Well, that reminds me of the first time I was...
So then we were joking. He's like, man, they got to use better concrete in this town. Jeez.
That reminds me of the first time I was playing video. I just got the flying power. And I'm going like, okay, I got to kill this many of the Hellions. Oh, there's a bunch of Hellions below me. So if I turn off fly, I should land on them and do some damage. No, I turn off the fly, I land, I get a little damage, which I was expecting. They get nothing.
They walk away and they surround you and they went, look, it's raining heroes out for us. Oh. Yeah, that's something that I didn't get either. It's like, I landed on them. Shouldn't I have done something to them?
I mean, I just did a I just did a belly flop from a building that looked like it was the height of the Empire State Building, and you're telling me I did nothing?
I think it would have been funny if, like, as you went to land, they all moved away.
Yeah. At least then I'll be going like, all right, they got out of the way. No, I landed square on them and nothing.
Nothing. You got nothing.
It may as well have been all Willy Wonka's going, good day, sir. Good day.
You got nothing. You lose. Oh, but I tried. Yes, you tried. Anyway, shall we?
I know you were holding back when I announced on Saturday, so set it up.
Yeah. All right. As you know, ladies and gentlemen. Well, let me set it up.
Oh, yeah.
There were 64, and then there were 32, down to 16, down to 8.
Yep.
Down to 4. And now, the final two. Enter Thunderdome. One walks out going, when I just made it. The other stays in there and will be deleted. Delete. Delete. That's why I didn't download. Oh, I forgot something. I need it. Just, wait, do I have it? Hold on. Do I have it? No, damn it.
Delete.
But it's all right, because for the last time this year, I will make my pick of who, well, technically wins March Madness Mayhem, right after the song. If the thing will agree with me, I'm clicking play.
4, 3, 2, 1.
You just made the list. And get it on. No time.
Let's get ready to rumble.
On the front lines of my mind now. Fighting my time on the high ground. Find it, but I'm still alive. Shout out. Think that we're lucky to have got this far. And that it's not worth fighting for. The words are written on the wall.
Get over here.
Come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Thank you.
me.
One last vote.
Yep. And I am already getting a whole lot of people going like, damn. Because they're
what, about the choices or?
Yeah. Because it's the purple dinosaur versus the orange man.
That's
Barney,
right.
The I Love You song versus Trump and Megan Mullally, Green Acres. But I just have to say Barney versus Trump. And even Soft Lips, who usually, you know, has an opinion for everything, she's going,
right.
Wow.
I know. This one may be closer, but I'm going to put it like this. And check this out. I'm going to look for the video in a moment. This is a gentler, kinder Trump with this song. This is before he got into politics. This is just Trump the businessman coming out, doing his thing at the Emmys, you know, having fun. Dressed up like a farm boy, which is funny, doing it perfectly, the tribute to Green Acres, okay?
Mm-hmm. Singing badly.
Versus,
yeah, okay.
Yeah, well, you know, having fun with it, you know. Versus evil corruption, trying to corrupt kids' minds. Now you look at this Barney horrible CGI thing. That's what this represents. Corrupting kids' minds and not knowing about it. While I'm talking, I'm going to look for this video of this. Mm-hmm. My mom recorded it one time for my nephew because he watched it when we babysat him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He had a little girl do a song. Okay? And taught her... Yeah, you know, some things like the fingers represent birds. Well, every time they did the gesture, it turned about something with birds, you know, peeking out or something or other. They were her middle fingers. So when she was done, this little girl was getting ready the middle fingers. And I'm sitting there going, what the fuck is this dinosaur teaching this poor little girl? I knew she was evil. I mean, he was evil, but holy shit. So I'm going to go to you. Well, let me see if I can Google this thing. But damn.
But.
Hold on. Okay, hold on a minute.
Yeah, I'm holding.
Okay, I gotta find the full clip of this.
Explain what you're looking while we are...
Okay, yeah, I'm looking for this clip of this girl giving the middle finger on the Barney show. And it's a different girl, and she's got her middle fingers up, and it's only a 4-second clip. And I don't know why I can't find it. Hold on. Hold on. So I'm trying to find this thing.
Okay.
Okay, is this Barney middle finger song? Oh, this is going to be hilarious.
All right.
Hold on. I've almost got it.
Almost got it.
The name
almost.
Of the song is Where is Thumbkin?
Oh, no. Okay.
Hold on. Let me see. There's a minute 49. Okay, I can't take his voice. I just had to mute it. it's just his old wood. Thumbkin. I'll slap you in the head with my thumbkin. That's what I'll do. I'll slap you. Okay, so it goes, where is pointer? Where is pointer? Here I am. Here I am. The next kid, he holds up his pointer. Now the next girl comes up. This might have been what I seen. Where's tall man? Where's tall man? Okay, no, not this one, because this one she hides the finger. I'm going to find this one.
I think Silver Egret found it because he just put it up a link.
Oh, okay. Let me see what she's got. Because there was one where... Okay. See if there's a, but I remember it, and it was like all of a sudden she sticks her middle fingers up, and it's like, what the hell am I watching? I'm like, Mom, what do you mean? I was like, this is what the kids are watching? And I remember shortly after that, I heard parents were complaining about it. Right, that's a different one, but this little girl stands there giving the finger. At the end of the song, I'm like, what? All right, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this is why Barney is evil. He teaches children to give the finger. I am impressed. If you were there Saturday night, I said I am impressed. Take on the evil purple giant dinosaur. I am dressed in my knightly garb.
Mithril with a spear and magic helmet.
And what?
With the spear and magic helmet.
That's right. Magic helmet, shield, and spear of gold. My armor is white. I even have our group logo on the shield. So come on, you evil purple dinosaur. I'll slap you with the shield and I'll stab you. I'll slap you.
Make it official.
Yes, make it official. I am voting for Barney to rid the land of this great evil.
All right, vote has been cast.
Why he's back, I don't know. And I must do one, while we're on the subject, I must do one thing. Somebody thought it'd be funny to actually tell me they voted not for Barney. It pissed me off. So to you, Neptune gods, do you know what happens to people who piss me off and purposely tell me they didn't vote for Barney just to piss me off? Do you know what happens to them?
You just made the list!
You, sir! We haven't done this in a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're AFK.
You made the list, sir. Okay. You made the list, sir. If anybody else wants to admit to it, you can join him on said list.
Yeah, but I've been getting a lot of people, they're hesitant to make the vote because it's basically on one side, they just don't like Trump. And the other side,
right,
they were either parents or babysitters,
right,
of kids.
Mm-hmm.
Who the parent says, just play Barney. And they had to listen to hours of Barney DVDs and tapes.
So it's your chance to get revenge. Now is your chance to get revenge. How dare you on this the day of Pogo's daughter? I don't have a daughter. It's just, how dare you? How dare you do this to me? This could be my greatest triumph.
I don't know if you were on when I did it here, but when it came down to it, I went right into it. I was like, so you're going to vote. You're going to vote on which song gets to lead. You're going to vote for Barney because look at me. I'm huge. It's tremendous. and look at Barney. He's got little baby hands. You know, and we all know about people with little baby hands. And then I go right to the other one. Well, you're going to vote to keep me because I love you. And if you don't, I'll burn you down to hell.
That's why you got to get rid of him. I told you he's evil. He's evil, 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 I tell you. We got to slay the dragon or the dinosaur. He's probably a dinosaur. I don't know. I heard some weird shit that people said, you notice how we never heard of dinosaurs till a certain year? That's because the world governments knew about them, and they had to go in and – hold on, ready for this one? Dinosaurs are really dragons, so they had to reconfigure the skeletons and remove the wings, and then they buried them so deep. I'm like, really?
Whatever you got.
And I said, you know what? Shine on, you crazy diamond. You just keep believing that. I actually said it to him. The guy, and there's another guy in the room. He had a Pink Floyd Dark Side of the Moon. He just gave me a thumbs up when I said that because he got the reference right away. I was like, you be you. You do you, buddy. You do
I'll
you, Sid. Go ahead.
Me, I'll just go straight to Ghost. Whatever you're smoking, pass that over.
Well, I didn't want to make a reference because I don't know what he's on or not. I mean, then there was a time I had to go for an MRI, and the guy was telling me why they raided Trump's place for the paper, for all those papers he had, and I was just like, huh? It was just bizarre. I mean, I could tell you what he said, but holy shit. I think I need to take something after I explain it, what he said. But anyway, if I may, since we're talking about brackets and tournaments, I forgot over the weekend, I just remembered, I mentioned at the beginning of the month that New Japan Pro Wrestling had their second coolest event of the year, the New Japan Cup.
Right.
I thought it ended this week, and I had time to catch up because I already did my brackets at the beginning of the month. No, it ended last week on the 21st. I was thinking it went till the 31st. I don't know why I had such a brain fart. So what I did was I just went through the cards because I have a subscription to New Japan World so I could watch the matches online. That's the only place to watch them, really, but with English commentary. So I just went through and I went, you know, I don't have to sit there and watch every – because they wrestle like – sometimes when they have an event like this, they wrestle like three or four times a week. I just said, wait, I just got to go to the end of the card and just watch the two matches they do on every show, you know, for the tournament. So that's what I did. So as usual, the East side, as you figure, I was wrong on three of them, right? The left side, the West side was going pretty good until they started the quarterfinals. One of the guys, he won the match, but in winning, he hurt his shoulder pretty bad. Hmm. So the guy he beat happens to be in this faction. He's in a faction called United Empire. Really good faction, really strong. All six members that were in this tournament made it, were in the second round. And two of them had to fight each other. The leader of their faction, Will Ospreay, great wrestler. He's one of my favorites over there. He got hurt.
Okay.
He was diagnosed. He couldn't wrestle the rest of the tournament. So the guy he fought, Mark Davis, he's in a tag team, Australian Open. That's the name of their tag team. But he's a really good wrestler, too. So they let him take his place. That screwed up my brackets right there on the Western Conference side to begin with. Because, okay, I didn't have, you know, obviously I didn't have him going anywhere. Also, another thing, there was a guy, if you follow New Japan, Jay Switchblade White was the leader of the Bullet Club. So about a week before this tournament starts, Dave Finley was in this already. Now, they have a time-honored tradition in New Japan Pro Wrestling. When the leader of Bullet Club is leaving, because he had to leave, he lost two matches. The matches he lost is one, he cannot wrestle in Japan anymore. This is Jay White. So he could lead the Bullet Club from the States and the other countries. he had a match with another member saying loser leaves New Japan Pro Wrestling altogether. He lost that once. Now it's like, oh my God, Jay White, he's gone from both. He's gone from New Japan Pro Wrestling. So he's about to face goodbye. David Finlay, who was still a face at the time, comes out. He carries a shillelagh. Because, as you know, I can't remember his name now. Finlay, just like he was called Finlay in WWE. That's his dad, right? So he's Irish. He comes out, smacks him up. He goes, you know, he just comes in the ring, goes, he looks at him all confused. Has a shillelagh, and they say, cracks him over the head, knocks him out. I'm like, oh, I guess he's the new leader of Bullet Club, because I know the tradition the Bullet Club has. Whenever their current leader is leaving, the guy who's going to take over the Bullet Club beats up the former leader, right? So he gives a speech, you've had everything. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay, he's in the Bullet Club. And so they're wondering, so then that's like, I wonder who's going to take over Bullet Club now. It's like, hello, did you forget the age-old tradition? His first match, they show him in the back. He's holding a jacket, a T-shirt. It says Rebel Club or Bullet Club, but he's going to be the Rebel.
Mm-hmm.
He comes out with Jay White's old former manager. And I'm laughing like, this is a great angle. And so Kevin Kelly, the English, the American speaking, you know, the American English speaking announcer, he goes, oh my God, Gato, you son of a bitch. You have no loyalty whatsoever. That's like, what, you think he was going to go with him? Because Gato is actually one of the bookers for New Japan. Like, he wasn't going anywhere. I figured he was going to stay. So that made him the ipso facto leader of the Bullet Club, because he's with him now. I was like, I figured all this out when he attacked Jay White. Holy shit, why are you acting dumbfounded by this? This is tradition. I bet you if you go into any English speaking, you know, chat rooms, they said, well, Jay White's going to be the leader, but Gato's going to be with him now. Kevin Kelly, why are you acting like you didn't know this shit? Holy shit. You know? So, the final four came down to Tama Tonga, who was formerly in Bullet Club. When Jay White was there, they had a vote. Either you're with me or you're with Tama Tonga, because Tama Tonga was one of the original founding members. Tama Tonga is in the tag team, the Gorillas of Destiny. They were voted out. So he's a face. So he went to the semifinals. Finlay made it to the semifinals to take on Tonga. This guy, Sonata. Now, this is what I got to talk about. Sonata was in this group. Was Ignoble Japan, based off a Mexican group. He's been in there for like 6 years. Halfway through the tournament, he beats Naito, the leader of LIJ, as they called him. All of a sudden, these guys come out. They're making a new faction. First, it's called Just Four Guys. He tells his old faction, yeah, I'm leaving you guys. I'm joining them. They then announce they are called Just Five Guys. Sound familiar? Kevin Kelly then goes, maybe you want to order some burgers? Because I'm sitting there going, wait a minute. You mean like Just Five Guys Burgers? Or Five Guys Burgers or something like that? I'm like, huh? Oh my God, I had burgers from there. They're really good. Right? So now, Sonata, for the longest time, he dyes hair blonde, has a blonde beard. Like, you know, the best he can. Mm-hmm. His next match,
AFKs again.
Okay. He shaved his beard. Now he's got short black hair. It's like, holy shit. So that's their gimmick. They all have black hair. You know, they all have the black hair. So now he's made it to his semifinal. Mark Davis is a guy who replaced Ospreay, right?
Okay. All right.
So in the semifinals, Finlay beats Tama Tonga, which is good because I have him going to the finals. Sonata beats Mark Davis in a fantastic match, which is great because I have both of them going to the finals. I'm like, all right, my brackets are saved. Right?
Mm-hmm.
In an epic match, though, Sonata pins Finlay. So Sonata wins. These are first time these two go into the finals. I'm figuring Finlay's going to win because he's with the Bullet Club, blah, blah, blah. And at the time, Sonata was a face. Well, this group, it's, you know, five guys, whatever they call themselves. I don't know if they're heels or faces yet or what's going on, because most of them are heels. So I don't know what's going on. Sonata wins. That screws up my final bracket. I think I was wrong on seven of them because all this bullshit, people joining different factions halfway through. This is the worst I've ever done in my brackets because one guy got hurt. You know, you had one guy, you know, do this thing with the Bull Club. I figured that one. And then this new faction erupts. They want to be make a join a burger place and whatever. So on the 8th of – hold on. Wait. Let me see the date on this. Sonata won, which is cool because he deserves it. I just think it's funny that he left one faction, joined another one like 2 weeks ago. And now 2 weeks, he gets a title shot on April 8th against Kuchita Okada, who was their current champ, the world champion.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens. Who is this guy? What's going on here? What are they asking about?
The torch.
What about it?
What's he doing? Is it drugs? All right. We have a person who's like to have Frank. Oh, no, he's doing the disco dance. Okay. All right. All right, so we find out Friday and Bunny Night Friday warm-up. Is it Trump or is it Barney?
Nah, that's right. Friday night. Right, so I voted for Barney. Friday night. And, oh, Friday night. What time? Yeah, oh, that's right. Friday night, we find out.
Mm-hmm.
Yun-sung hero. Oh. Yun-sung heroes next to us.
Yep. I have a funny feeling it's going to be a race.
I think it's going to... When does votes close?
Bunny Night Friday. I'm going to announce it at 8 p.m.
So they
well,
have to,
little
what,
eight.
Like 7:50.
Yeah.
So they have
there.
To like 7:59 p.m. Eastern. 7:59 p.m. Eastern. Vote for the dinosaur. Vote for the dinosaur.
And I just got another vote. There it is. Okay.
Did it work? Vote for the dinosaur. Vote to knock out Bonnie.
Are we trying to imitate the smoking guy from Family Guy? And it's like, remember, this is healthy for you. Smoke.
No, I'm just – do you ever watch Welcome Back, Kotter?
Yeah.
Back in the day. Do you remember one of them was smoking and they're trying
That's
to get him to stop? And they go, technique, and Cotter was on one side, Horseshack's another one, and they yell in his ear as loud as they can, don't smoke! And then they do some skits on the side, and they go, auditory deterrent, take two, and they walk around, and the guy's sitting there, he goes, oh, I think it's Epstein, he's sitting on the chair, and they walk around him, and they stop on the same side, he goes, and they nod, and they bend off, and they yell in his ear again, don't smoke! As loud as they can. I'm like, this is the most hilarious. And I was looking for the skit on YouTube and I can't find it. Cause this is that way back when Nick and Knight did their summer TV block, their summer block party every mm-hmm. night. And on, it was just great on Friday nights. Cause, we had my cousins were here. They were young and we were watching them. We watched them still. I think we were still watching them or something like that. Yeah, we were still watching them. They were here for the summer, but they had to go to bed early on Fridays because Saturdays, one of our relatives came and picked them up and took them for the day. So I was like, oh, good, we get a day off. So I would just record them and because like they want to sleep in my room. I'm like, oh. So I would watch them after they left because Saturday was like, just a day to relax because between work and watching them at night, I was like, oh. So Saturday morning, I would just get up and go, no, I'm good. I'm going to watch 4 hours of Welcome Back, Kotter. I'm good. But that was hilarious. So if you guys want to find a good show, welcome back. That show was hilarious. It's still funny. Because Gabe Kaplan plays Mr. Cotter. He was into the Groucho Marx thing. As a matter of fact, I remember either during that time period or after the show went up there, he did a one-man Groucho Marx show.
Yep.
On Broadway or off Broadway. I remember watching as a kid. It was on HBO. So he did that. Okay, we got the New Japan Cup out of the way. We got that. Do we have time to talk about the Turtle movie?
You got 4 minutes.
This includes Micah Abbey, Shimon Brown Jr., Nicholas Cantu, and Brady Noon as the roles of Donatello, Michelangelo, Leonardo, and Raphael, respectively. Now, the A-list cast has Jackie Chan as Master Splinter. That sounds cool. Ayo Edebiri as April O'Neil. Rogan as Bebop. John Cena as Rocksteady. I find that very, very hilarious. Hannibal Buress as Genghis Frog. Rose Byrne as Leatherhead. Ice Cube as Superfly. Natasha Demetrio, I hope I said that name right, as Wingnut. Giancarlo Esposito as Baxter Stockman. Post Malone as Ray Fillet. Paul Rudd as Mondo Gecko. And Maya Rudolph as Cynthia Utram. Okay. Now, the first trailer definitely puts the emphasis on teenage in this iteration of TMNT. The young heroes go around and film videos of themselves slicing watermelons with swords and ninja stars, with Donatello at one point getting one of Raphael's thighs stuck in his leg. They also explain their origin story to April O'Neil, but spend most of the time clarifying they were once regular turtles born from toxic ooze, not goo, as she puts it. Rated animation was worked on by animation companies Micros Image and Cinesite. Now, as of right now, the film is set to hit theaters on August 4th, 2023. I will post this link so you all can check out the trailer at your leisure.
Well, it is that time.
Just a moment, mister. Posting links. In COH, I'll post local, and then I'll post in Dawn Radio, the Coalition.
Mm-hmm.
Coalition. Okay, there we go. Okay, now you may go.
And it is that time once again.
Where is it? Okay. Yes, go ahead. Yes. Where we go to the tome. Damn it. We go to the tomb to get the tome. I meant to say that we get the... Yes. Damn it, I screwed that up. That's right. The tome from the tomb. That's what I meant to say. In the annals. Be careful you say that word. Superhero in the comic books. There have been many, many powerful supervillains. Dr. Doom. Red Skull. Thanos. Darkseid. Super villain groups. Legion of Doom. The Sinister Six. The Brotherhood of Evil Mutants. These guys are not them. Matter of fact, if any of the guys I read about tonight are your nemesis, you need a serious upgrade.
If Howard the Duck is laughing at you, yeah.
Yeah. If you're walking down the street and any bad guy, if the Hellions are laughing at you, you know you need an upgrade. Because these are oddball criminals from comic book history. They are the Legion of Regrettable Supervillains. First, we go to the Golden Age. This is an enemy of Captain Battle, created by Otto and Jack Binder, debuted in Silver Streak Comics number 17 by Lev Gleason Publications, 1941. Oh, he has a prescription. Take 2 death rays and call me in the morning. The quote. The Death Ray will conquer the world. I, Dr. Dracula, will be governor of America. Well, just governor? Okay. I speak none other than Dr. Dracula. Okay. You got to love the Golden Age. Comic books love themselves a Dracula. This explains the abundance of characters bearing the moniker, from the original Bloodsucker to any variety of pretenders, both heroes and villains, using his name or variations thereof. When it comes to Dr. Dracula, however, the use of the appellation raises more questions than it or the story in which he appears answers. Did this character merely append Doctor to his already ominous family name to lend it an additional air of menace? Or is he a medical professional who added the Dracula for a chilling sense of villainy? Perhaps this is a descendant of the first Dracula who recently acquired a medical license or some other doctoral degree. Whatever the case, we can say for certain that his title doesn't make Doc Drac an inventor. Rather than create a weapon, like a respectable mad scientist would do, Dr. Dracula steals the death ray he uses to terrorize America. Hurry, cheers the weapons inventor, Professor Fosdick. Yeah, I paused. I almost dropped the book when I read that name. Folks, I want you to know, fair warning, I read these cold, so you get my reaction at the same time you get Mad Vikings, and I get yours. Professor Fosdick.
Where's Ray when we need her?
Good Lord. Fosdick, Professor Fosdick, having dispatched a mouse from mortality with a whoosh. It works! Whoopee! I can't make this shit. I don't know what the... A man so enthusiastic about a death ray seems to be asking for trouble, which is exactly what Fosdick gets when Dr. Dracula and his bat-winged assistants fly in the window with long, drooling fangs jutting from under his bat-eared, emerald-green cowl. Dr. Dracula inspires Fosdick to shout in terror, "Vampires! Vampires as large as men!" You have to wonder how large he thought vampires typically were. Dr. Dracula responds by turning the death ray on its inventor, reducing him instantly to a bare skeleton. "I will strike at America," cries the German madman, adding the strangely worded coda, "I will sabotage her from end to end." Hold on. He's going to sabotage her from end to end with a bony Fosdick. Where's Rain Wing? Never mind.
Where's Rain?
Rain. If this doesn't summon her, I don't know what will. These antics come to the attention of Captain Battle, a one-eyed tough guy in a star-spangled suit, and his kid sidekick, Hale, H-A-L-E. Oh, good Lord. His full title is Hale Battle, for the record. Via their all-seeing curvoscope, they have a curvoscope that's all-seeing. They witness Dr. Dracula's evil plans and jet off to combat him. The duo's jet-powered Luciflyers, holy shit, make the heroes an even match for the doctor's winged assistants. Although their terrifying appearance leads Hale to stammer, "Are they really vampires?" Well, no. It turns out they're not. "Just Nazi spies," declares Captain Battle, holding aloft a bat-wing suit, who were very skillful in the art of gliding with artificial wings. That doesn't explain their ominous fangs, but at least it clarifies why the supposed bloodsuckers fail to exhibit transformation, increased strength, hypnosis, or the evil vampire errata. As a bonus, though, Hale gets to keep the wings for his souvenir shelf. Well, there you go. You don't find out what happens to him.
Young son hero goes, "Fuzzy Dick, waka, waka, waka." Muppet's gone wild.
Oh, that's bored. Ah. Okay. Hold on a minute. I have a question.
All right.
Hold on a minute.
And you're AFK again.
Okay. Well, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. I'm going to start this one. I could have sworn I read this one, but well, let me take care of this AFK. Okay, we're good? Okay. I'm going to start this one. Let me know if I read it. Okay, my ears reset that. So this is an enemy of Captain Flash, created by Mike.
It was the last time you were on, that one.
Mirror Man?
Yep.
And we made a joke. Okay, that didn't change the mark. Okay. Because I'm sitting there going, wait a minute. Can I do one of his villains? I'm like, wait, this sounds really familiar. Okay, good. No, okay.
Max.
Holy shit. Oh, this one's even better. Okay. This is an enemy of Animal Man, created by Carmine Infantino and Jack Sparling. Debuted in Strange Adventures number 201, DC Comics, June 1967. Possible home base, swinging London. Okay, the quote. You may be the man with animal powers, A-Man, but I'm the real McCoy.
A-Man.
Yeah, Animal Man. But, you know, we're talking about Mod, Gorilla, Boss. As a matter of fact, that quote is directly from the cover of Strange Adventures 201. Which is Animal Man battles the Mod Gorilla Boss. Okay, if you constructed a Venn diagram depicting the crossover between the 1960s countercultural Mod fashion movement and talking primates who sneer at law and order, rest assured that the resulting wedge would be very thin and contain only one result, Mod Gorilla Boss. A hairy brute with a brilliant criminal brain, Mod Gorilla Boss was more than just your run-of-the-mill crook. He dressed in attention-grabbing Carnaberry Street gear, a black-and-white striped suit accented with a vibrant yellow shirt and polka-dotted tie. In addition, he was a gorilla, leading his modest gang of two criminal sidekicks on a crime spree. The boss terrifies the locals with his ferocious appearance and overwhelming strength. No one seems willing to risk life and limb to curtail the simian's miscreants' one-ape crime wave. Except, that is, Animal Man. Buddy Baker was gifted with strange abilities by an exploding alien spaceship, allowing him to duplicate the powers of any nearby animal. Animal Man, or quote-unquote A-Man for short, defends his humble hometown from all menaces. Luckily for him, the neighborhood is riddled with zoos, wildlife refuges, and even a well-timed circus parade. This allows Buddy to enter battle with Mod Gorilla Boss while being armed with the powers of a kangaroo, an eagle, a pigeon, and an electric eel. Not all at once, mind you. In fact, it's Buddy's affinity for animal abilities that clues him in to the Mod Gorilla Boss's secret. Locked in a rib-crushing bear hug, or is that gorilla hug? Animal Man discerns his enemy's true nature. He can't, gasp, be a real gorilla, or I'd, gasp, acquire his strength. It's true, Mod Gorilla Boss isn't a gorilla. For argument's sake, though, let's agree that he is indeed Mod and also someone's boss. Okay? While investigating the gang's hideout, Animal Man stumbles across a laboratory complete with, quote-unquote, gorilla picture studies, chemicals, and injection chart. From these, he deduces that the Mod Gorilla Boss is merely a mock gorilla boss, using chemical injections to transform himself into an unstoppable simian powerhouse. It's only a matter of time before the injections wear off, and the once mighty crook is easily apprehended. So who was Mod Gorilla Boss? We never learn his name, nor how he discovered his transformational fluid, were even why he was so into mod fashion. In fact, the story sheds absolutely no light on the backstory of this bizarre villain. Then again, Mod Gorilla Boss served his primary purpose, standing out from the deluge of books on a crowded comics rack. Who could pass up a wild ape in a bespoke suit?
I can.
I mean, you know, it's just groovy, baby. I mean, why do we need anything else? I mean, that's just awesome. Okay. And from the modern age. Okay, this goes to the mid-90s. This is an enemy of the Savage Dragon, created by Eric Larson. It debuted in Savage Dragon number 24, Image Comics, December 1995. God. Available in regular or extra crispy.
Oh, no.
The quote, "You'll have to contend with me, Powerhouse." The name, Powerhouse. Some villains have all the makings of a good hero, or tormented youth, a great destiny, a secret power. Then again, sometimes they have the head of a chicken, which throws everything out of whack. Such is the fate of Denny Atlas, a bullied and a tragic young man, gifted with the mantle of ancient power. Orphaned at a young age, Denny inherits from his now deceased family only one thing, the unseen voice that drove them all to suicide. Unlike the rest of them, however, scrawny Denny listens to the voice and follows its instructions, eventually discovering an enchanted domino mask. When he dons it, he inherits the power of the direct ancestor, the sun god Ra, and becomes Powerhouse. Why he developed a poultry-like punim is unexplained, but it's apparently part and parcel of the superpowered gig. Looking for all the world like a roided-out super chicken, Powerhouse aligns himself with a number of other superpowered villains in the city of Chicago. Unlike the others, however, Powerhouse has slightly noble intentions. He wants to protect super freaks from the scorn and prejudice of normal humans. "We've all been ridiculed," he explains to his opponent, the Savage Dragon, during an explosive free-for-all. But rather than become sideshow attractions for gawking, slack-jawed yokels, we've joined forces. We have power, and we use it. As Powerhouse sees it, mistreatment by normal people is what forced him and his peers into a life of crime. And if they have to use intimidation to claim respect, so be it. Powerhouse's high ideals allow him to cross sides every now and then, on some occasions opposing the dragon, and sometimes fighting alongside him, or in his place. At one point, Powerhouse even joins forces with the SOS, a government-funded superhero team. Will he end up as a true hero? Or stay the villain? Only time will tell. Okay, hold on. And now, my friends, is this week's entries from the Legion of Regrettable Supervillains.
Oy vey.
Interesting. Stop knocking everything over. Jeez. Okay.
Hey. All right. So let's see.
So we had Dr. Dracula, a Mod Gorilla Boss, and a Powerhouse chicken head.
And positive.
With a chicken head. And Fozzie, huh?
Fozzie Dick. Fozzie Dick.
That's right. Wait, how come Silver Grits said Grazzle Snorf Gone Wild? Did I miss
that? That was the, instead of Muppets Gone Wild, Grazzle Snorf Gone Wild.
Oh, okay. There you go. How much time we got? 10 minutes.
About 12.
Yeah, that's well. So, what did you think of the costume contest Friday?
For those who don't know, I found it rather interesting. The choice was March Madness, where you have to dress in your craziest costume. I'm like, does someone listen to my show?
I just want to say this. I don't know why Bob didn't win. I really, seriously, he left as soon as the judging was done. So, I mean,
like,
I really thought,
we were talking like old man Bob. Okay, come on. But Jester won.
How the hell?
Alto, I think, won.
Yes, but some of those those costumes were not March Madness. I'm sorry. I don't get some of those costumes. I don't get it. Like, they're cute, but it's like, yeah.
Well, it's like you want madness. Just hit the random button.
That's what I think. You know what's funny? I did that, but it's not random enough. And then you hit it again. Like, you got to hit it like 10 to 20 times to go from that first one to the 20th one to get randomized. It's not random enough. Here's the deal. My thing, I wound up with I didn't save it. I got rid of it. It was a giant horned toad. And I got that. I went, instead of creature, I went monster. And it gave me like the Gudrun head with antlers. Right?
Right.
And it was like flesh colored. I'm like, wait a minute. So I made it green, all green. And I did like a bunch of horns. I'm like, I'm a giant horned toad. I'm like, and it gave me like wrapped fists. I'm like, I'm a giant fighting horned toad. Right? And that's funny. And everybody's like, oh, that's a really cool idea. Nothing. Nothing at all. You know?
I'm still annoyed. Right. The dev goes, one of our NPCs has the costume Mad Viking wears. They're going, all right, I wore the same thing. You show me the NPC that has the costume I have on right now. You show it to me. I dare you. I double dare you. I triple dog dare.
Where?
Yeah. The dev said, there is an NPC with that costume. I'm like, no. No.
Wait, they said that in Champions?
Yeah.
I want proof of this.
Yeah, I was like, please. Okay, if you're talking about because I have a habit of standing in one place all the time, okay. You confused. I am a real player.
Maybe.
Because I'm on the air, I don't move. I have to do a Statue of Liberty. But I'm going like, okay, show me the NPC. I want to see the NPC. I want proof.
Here, his name is Mad Viking. Oh, it's you. Never mind.
And once they realize, I'm going, oh, yeah, me. Yeah, I think you owe me something.
Yes, you might. Yes. Why'd you ban my name? Because you made yourself after an NPC.
Show me the NPC!
It's right there. That's me. Nope.
I mean, ever since then, I was like, I'm just going to stay this side. If they actually telling me that, you know, this is somewhere on an NPC, I'm like, please show me. Show me.
No, so regret says you can. That's right. I didn't play a Fallout 4, so I don't get it. Nope.
I was like, I want to see it. I want proof. You know, what's the one they keep on saying? Pixar, it never happened.
Yes, Pixar never happened. Yes, that's the vernacular these kids are using these days. No one got that. That's a line from Nemesis. When you go on the mission, he goes, if I may speak in the vernacular that these kids are using these days. And I forget what he says after that. Just that line was laughing. I'm like, wow. It's a Nemesis plot. It's a Nemesis. over in City of Heroes, Yun Sing Hero. They made an NPC invite Mad Viking, the most interesting man in the game. Don't inflate his ego more. Stop that. He is the most interesting. He is NPC Mad Viking, the most interesting NPC in any game ever created.
So we got to get someone to make the make a sequel add to that one.
The devs made characters just so they could stand next to this NPC all day. The devs allegedly made his own to put around NPC Mad Viking.
And Rain missed out on everything. She missed the fact that there's actually one of the successors has started advertising on Steam. And then their very first video, oh my God, those legs.
those poor legs.
And she was still standing.
Those poor legs.
They're not supposed to bend that way. Even if you're a contortionist, it's not supposed to bend that way.
I don't know anybody who's supposed to bend that way. It's not supposed to do that. See, the knee bend like this, and then did that, and it's, now the knee is all Rice Krispies.
And then,
Silver Regret. Defender asked for Mad Viking's autograph during FoxBatCon. Is anybody writing all these down?
I better. I'm trying to like who would be the voice? I mean, before we had Dietra do the voice.
Yeah.
But Dietra's no longer with Dawn Radio.
Yeah, I'm
just like maybe Jester?
Of who?
To do the voice?
Oh, for the commercial. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. All right. I got to do the copy paste to remember this one.
I didn't write any of mine down. I just said
I was making that ad and taking out suggestions, but I got like one suggestion. That was it. Now I got two, so now we can...
Well, I said two, but I don't know. No, wait, you got two and I said one? Or did I say two? Because you got one in COH. Mm-hmm. Right, they made an NPC Mad Viking, and I said they made a zone, or the devs allegedly made a zone just for that NPC Mad Viking, around the NPC Mad Viking.
All right. Well, it is like I'm just waiting for City of Heroes to get back from the black screen because I'm also getting ready for the podcast.
Okay. Greatest Generation podcast coming up next on Dawn Radio, Embrace the Dawn. Oh, no wonder I can't say. Okay, we got a minute and a half left, just about. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. All right, you guys rock. Without you guys, it would just be me and Mad Viking talking to each other. So read those comic books. Read those comic book superhero novels. There's some out there. Watch those superhero door genre-related shows, movies, et cetera, et cetera. I was going to say something. And wrestling fans, don't forget this weekend, WrestleMania weekend, Friday night, right after Friday Night SmackDown, they're going to be doing on Peacock the Hall of Fame. And right now, I've only heard like three inductions.
No, they only do it on SmackDown.
There's going to be some induction class. What was that?
They've only been doing it on SmackDown.
Well, like they usually do like six or seven inductees. No, what I'm saying is they've only announced three of them, three inductees.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So unless they announce a fourth one this week. So
yeah.
Far it's Rey Mysterio, Andy Kaufman. Who was the other one?
Great Muda.
That's right. How can I forget that one? Oh, God. My favorite Japanese wrestler of all time. All right. And you have something to say in closing really quickly because we got 15 seconds?
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie. And don't forget, Friday night, on the Bunny Night, Mad Vikings portion of the show, we will find out the March Madness Mayhem winner. Oh, I didn't get to my shmeal. Vote for the Purple Dinosaur. Yep. Yes, we are.
All right. I will talk to you later. I got to get going.
All right. Yes. All right. Good show. Thank you. Enjoy your next podcast.
Okay.
I'm going to see if Mom needs some. All right. I'm ending it in 3, 2, 1. Good show. Good night. See you later. Talk to you. See you Wednesday night.
Right.
Bye.